Test 4. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a woman inquiring about a job vacancy. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hi there. Welcome to the Job Centre. How can I help?
Good morning. I'm here to inquire as to whether you have any jobs available at the moment.
Yes, we have several available. What kind of job is it that you're looking for?
Well, I'll take any part-time jobs I can get. I'm really strapped for cash at the moment.
The type of work the woman is looking for is a part-time job. So, part-time has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Hi there. Welcome to the Job Centre. How can I help?
Good morning. I'm here to inquire as to whether you have any jobs available at the moment.
Yes, we have several available. What kind of job is it that you're looking for?
Well, I'll take any part-time jobs I can get. I'm really strapped for cash at the moment.
Okay. Bear with me while I have a browse on our system. Here we are. We have 3 vacancies at the moment, all involving quite different roles.
That sounds promising. What are they?
The first one is for a post as a receptionist. It says here that experience in reception or general administration is preferred, but not essential. Have you worked on a reception desk previously?
No, I haven't. I had a baby quite young, and so I have very little work experience. Could you tell me a few more details?
Yes, of course. The job will be to mainly provide quality customer service, both over the phone and in person. When customers are waiting, you will be expected to provide them with refreshments and ensure they have a first-rate experience.
I think I could manage that, and I'm a very friendly person.
That's great.
Do you have any information about the hours involved?
It says here that you will be expected to work several early mornings, 4 days a week.
Any other requirements?
Yeah, you'll have to go through a couple of weeks of unpaid training before qualifying for the post.
I don't know if I would be able to fully commit to that. Did you say it's 4 days per week?
Yeah, it says here 4 days a week, with another day off per week when requested in advance. It also explicitly states that at least one of your working days must fall on a weekend.
I'll have to think about that and talk to my babysitter.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
Are there any other roles beginning later in the day?
Yes, There's an advertisement here for a driver. It says you'll need a clean and valid UK driver's license with absolutely no exception.
No problems there. I passed my test first time and have never received any points.
It also explicitly states that you must be over 25 and have been driving for at least 6 years.
That sounds quite exciting. Is there any more information?
Yep, it says here that working hours are flexible and the employers are happy to work within your personal schedule since they employ multiple drivers.
That's great.
The employers ask for a commitment to either mornings 5 days per week, evenings 5 days per week, or 3 full working days per week.
I'm sure I can handle all that without a problem.
As well as driving the employers to and from work, they will ask you to perform various duties on their behalf, such as collecting the grocery shopping and picking their children up from school.
Do they need me to work a day on the weekend as well?
No, it says here that they only require you to work on weekdays, not weekends.
That sounds interesting.
Okay, there's only one more left, another customer service related post. It looks like it requires you to work short hours, quite late at night, so it might not be suitable for you. Do you want to hear about it anyway?
Yeah, can't do any harm.
Okay, so it's a post for a cashier in a cinema in the centre of town. I'm sure you've been to the cinema a few times, so you can guess what kind of role it would be. They're quite short and late shifts, between 5:30 and 10:30 most nights, with slightly longer shifts on Friday and Saturday nights.
Can you tell me what the job involves?
Yes, sure. It says that you'll be required to sell and dispense tickets and provide refreshments. Also, they ask that you be quick on the computers, since you'll also need to take bookings over the phone, but you'll receive basic training for that.
Do they need me to work weekdays as well?
Well, it says here that if you request at least a fortnight in advance, they will grant you a day off on Mondays, but never on a weekend.
I'll think it over and let you know later. Thanks for all your help.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.